again. It's Dylan once again. And today, for your bonus content, to hold you over until we're all back together and we record new content, today's bonus content also comes from our YouTube channel. The beauty that it is. Welcome to 107 Reviews. I hope you enjoy your stay and take our advice to heart.
All right. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Today we're going to be checking out this YouTube channel. One of our friends runs it. It's called Deku Scrub Gaming. So we're just going to start by just searching that on YouTube. And
well, I don't see any. Go back. Maybe put a filter on. Maybe just look for channels.
Channel?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Try that? No.
Man, this guy must not have very many subscribers.
Well, I mean, this guy only has three, and yeah. he's Zelda gamer. Like, that's not actually...
This guy right here, Deku Scrub, only has one video and no subscribers. And we found him faster than we found...
We'll check out Deku Scrub here.
Maybe that's him.
Has 11 views.
That's true. 2 years ago.
Okay, let's go ahead and... Oh, Noah! It's funny that you're here.
Hey, Hayden.
Dude,
Hey.
Can you help us find your YouTube channel, bro? It's kind of non-existent.
Yeah, it's really difficult to find. I don't know how you expect to get subscribers.
So, the pro tip is you just search Deku Scrub Gaming. Okay. Oh, you don't want these spaces. It's not my name. Hayden, your computer's weird. Hayden, your computer's weird. Get rid of the spaces in between. Okay. Do it now.
Search just to it. Know, Deku Scrub Gaming does not know how to use a MacBook, so he must be poor.
And then what you want to do is you want to search instead for me. Because you didn't do it the first...
Okay.
What's going on?
Oh, is that it?
Oh, okay. 20 subscribers.
It's not bad.
Got 15 views on that one. That's just a little bit more than the guy playing the game on his phone. So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and watch one of these. Find one that looks pretty riveting. Might be a challenge.
How about Final Fantasy Episode 3?
There's an update video.
Update video? Where's that?
Up. No. Right there. Yeah, there you go. Catchy intro. You got a big old beard.
He is handsome. Oh, there's that going for him.
His shirt sleeve is rolled a little bit, and it's really bugging me. What I'm getting from this is that he doesn't care about his appearance that much.
But to a dorm room, because I am heading off back to college.
Go ahead and like it.
He's heading off back to college.
He's heading off back to college.
I am heading off back to college.
He's a bunch of different things.
He's a bunch of different things.
Different room. Two, it means... So you're moving back to college.
I am heading off back to college. Well,
okay. Especially for YouTube. I like how the light goes from yellow to white a bunch of times. Right. Going to college, you mean?
I am heading off back to college. Well...
One, you're going to college.
I am heading off back to college. Well,
first one is scheduling time.
You're going to college?
I am heading off back to college. Well,
okay. Right.
Sometimes two if I could, but like for the most part, just one episode a day. And there has been missed days, but for the most part, I've stayed on top of that. And lately, for a bit, there was a couple days that I kind of missed out on. And because I was actually getting here, transporting, and getting everything situated and everything hooked up. But yeah, I don't know how busy I'm going to be with school and all that going on. And so.
Oh, school. He means college.
Right.
I am heading off back to college. Well,
this is 11 minutes long.
That's a long video.
So as soon as I saw this happening, I went up and picked up a computer.
At college.
I am heading off back to college. Well,
what's he standing up for?
I still have.
This looks interesting.
This episode is sponsored by Grammarly.
Oh, shoot. I got distracted with something more interesting. Oh, dang it. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, you gotta find him again.
Okay, wow.
Oh, that was a lot easier that time.
Well, he showed me how to do it.
That's
so
true.
Okay, we'll watch another video. Let's see.
Let's just watch his most recent video. This is a really long video. This is a good intro song, though.
This game's all day long. Okay. Oh, look, he's having almost as much fun as we're having. Look at him. Oh, he smiled.
I know we're supposed to go. Aha! Guys, I'm such a pro gamer. Look at that. Totally knew that.
Right.
This guy's such a pro gamer. He's got 10 views and 20 subscribers, 3 likes. This guy's straight up professional right now.
Hmm. Some good content right there.
Yeah. I'm always a big fan of like 30 seconds of silence. You have a funny haircut.
Dope.
Dude, you think he's in college right now?
I think he's in college.
Yeah?
I am heading off back to college. Well,
I think he's in college.
I don't know. It's not really clear. He should make another update video just so we know where he
probably
is.
Probably would be helpful. Let's see. Oh. Well, I mean,
we're going back to the beginning here?
Going back to the beginning. Let's see. What about this one?
Okay, and this one I do not think he's in college.
I don't think he's in college in this one. He does, however, have glasses on, which makes him look more intelligent.
Wow, look at that flex.
Ooh, that was subtle. A subtle flex there. He didn't want you to see that. But nonetheless, it was there.
You know, I think this would be a lot better if he played more exciting games.
Maybe more dating sims.
Yeah.
I am heading off back to college. Well,
you can say that again.
This is what is what's gonna get us all our views.
Ooh.
It just gets better.
Oh.
Do you catch? You look at his little hair fix at the end.
I wish I could zoom in on that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably give his channel probably one Flexing Noah out of 20 Flexing Noahs.
That's fair. I would say 2.5. 2.5 Flexing Noahs. But just because of the hair fix at the end.
Okay.
And he did update us that he was going to college.
He did say he was going to college, so maybe his education will help him make higher quality videos.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah.
I am heading off back to college. Well,
this has been 107 Reviews. Catch you on the flippity flip.
Catch you on the flippity flip.
College wall.
Now you gotta email that to me.
Alright, are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm freaking ready.
Okay, this is gonna be the clap. Are you ready?
That was already a good enough clap.
That was a good one. Alright, so we got the $5 craving box from Taco Bell. I'm gonna talk about it. Taco about it.
Alright.
So this is what you see when you first open the box. If I can figure out how to... Oh, there it is. So you got your this, and you got your two tacos. Yeah. That's what that looks like.
The chalupa.
We gotta work our way up, man. Don't start with the chalupa.
I have to pace myself.
Yeah, you gotta pace yourself.
I don't just eat it. Oh, this is gonna be so painful.
Okay, so this is a normal taco. Let's see. If you've never had taco before, this is gonna be a very useful video. That's pretty good.
Tastes like a taco. Like, it's not bad, but like, it's nothing that's gonna woo you. But it's not bad. You don't eat it and be like, oh, I wish I had something else. You eat it and you're like, okay. It's a taco.
I mean, I think it's good. True. Okay, white boy. What's the best taco you've ever had?
The gordita crunch.
That's not even in the video.
The gordita cheesy crunch. Cheesy gordita crunch.
You can't just plug your favorite taco like that.
Crunch gordita cheesy taco is the best.
I'm glad it's still from Taco Bell, though.
Yeah. No,
like Del Taco.
Or McDonald's.
Or Jack in the Box.
or Hardee's. For our Midwest viewers, because we have so many of those. Me?
Yeah.
This is another normal taco. Maybe it'll be better. This one seems.
Oh, come on, you should be the chalupa in the middle.
This one seems thicker than the last taco, though. If I'm being honest.
I'm pretty sure.
It seems fuller.
Pretty sure if I eat the chalupa, I'm not gonna want to go back to this regular taco. So got it.
I'm not saying, man.
Fully
gotta prep. Work, gotta work up to it.
I gotta fully get ready for the chalupa.
The other thing is, if you eat the two tacos first, you're not gonna be as hungry when you get to the chalupa, so you can savor it more. Hayden's on a seafood diet.
Dude,
first time I heard that joke, he's been flushed away.
And it was funny.
Mm-hmm. No, that's always funny. See, the thing about becoming a dad,
every joke. Dad?
No. I'm just. Every joke is funny. It doesn't matter when it was told. They're all funny.
Are you a father?
No.
Do you have a son? Are you gonna have a
no.
son?
No!
Are you expecting?
Do you have a daughter?
No. I have a. I have a cat.
I was gonna say a Tamagotchi, but.
I don't even know what that is.
Tamagotchi? Tamagotchi. I said it wrong, but at first, but yeah.
Oh, I had a Webkinz too. But I'm sure they're all dead by now.
Kind of, not really.
Alright. You ready for the main event?
No.
Well, I'm not gonna wait. So this, what is it called? This is a cheesy chalupa.
Toasted.
And right away, cheesy. It smells like burnt. It smells like burnt cheese.
First time I had this, not a fan of it.
Yeah.
But like the fourth or fifth time I had it, excellent. It grows on me. It's like when you stick chips and cheese in the microwave for the first time, you're like, this is really sucky nachos.
Yeah.
And you're like, you go and you become to love it.
You
start to love it.
Can't have without it.
Yeah, it's like that.
I'm kind of on the opposite end of it, but I'll explain later at the end why.
Why not right now?
When you're dead too.
This is the second time I've had it. I will say I do think it's better than the first time. So I think you're right. It does grow on you.
Oh, fuck.
I've had this way more than just two times, so I'm a very experienced toasted.
So what are your
cheesy
thoughts?
Chalupa. We must know. This also goes along with the whole review of the box and whole. That's why I was going to save it for later, you know. First, let's just get our opinions out of the way of the chalupa itself and then go for the whole box.
Okay.
So for the chalupa itself, I like it. It's really good. But I kind of grew on the other side where at first I really enjoyed it and then later on I realized the flaws in it. The flaws of the chalupa is the smell. Like, when you smell it, you're like, oh, man, you know this is going to wreck you. Which could be a positive,
yeah.
You know what you're getting yourself into. It's not hygiene.
I don't know if wrecking yourself is ever a positive to anything.
Oh, I don't know.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Right out of the box, it tells you what it's all about. You just play around.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for your business. Okay, he's not going to treat you right. He's not going to treat you like that.
I mean, it will. It'll treat you right for a second.
He's never going to give you up.
But then, that night, just comes back to haunt you. But you still love it. Because it warned you first.
John, do you want to lead by giving your final analysis of the box as a whole?
My final analysis as the box as a whole is...
Oh, you also had to talk about the drink, so you?
This is the drink.
There we go.
Box as a whole, it's like Hayden said, it's not as good as, it's better than the first time, so I think it'll just keep getting better.
As your body becomes more
accustomed. Exactly.
Your body will start to crave the chemicals, whatever they put in this.
The MSG.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it's not. I will still, if I need some freaking fast food, I'm still going to get Taco Bell. I'm still going to get the $5 box.
It's true. To me, I think it's more about the box than it is about what's in the box.
It's true. But this box is not the best box. But it's been in the box for a while, so it's like,
dude, the last box was the triple, double, like, Crunchwrap. That was the best box that they've ever had.
That was so good.
That's what I was going to talk about.
Oh, okay.
Well, no, not that one, but the one after that, which was the Chalupa Cravings deal. What it had was the Chalupa. It had a, was it potato or was it just bean and cheese burrito? It had some kind of burrito, and then it had a normal taco.
Huh.
And twisted
those cinnamons. Yeah. Twists.
So that right there, you already get four stuff. So quantity wise, it's already more than this box. And quality wise, I would dare to say it was better quality wise overall the box. So I just feel like, yes, the toasted cheesy chalupa itself is really good, but at what cost? I don't think it's worth it. I think the other box is better. So that's where my complaint really comes from.
Yeah.
And on the last box, they had also a different box of the quesadilla or whatever it was. I never got it, but I know Hayden got it.
The triple-double?
Yeah, the triple-double.
The Crunchwrap?
Yeah, they had that. So you had options.
That
so
one was beautiful.
So you had options if you didn't like one.
Yeah, that's true.
This one, you're kind of stuck with the one box. So it's like, if I'm going to talk about, of course I'm going to get a box. It's cheaper in my mindset for how I like to eat. So, but, yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely, it's not my favorite box, but it's not terrible.
Not the worst.
You know what? Taco Bell, it's not your best one, but I'm still loyal.
Yeah.
I'm still there for you. I'll still eat it.
We still all went and spent like 15 bucks at your restaurant. So
I didn't burp Taco Bell in your face.
How does that make you feel?
How does it make you feel?
Leave a comment down below.
That was a good burp. I was great to burp. I thought
a lot. You know what's a better taco?
Okay, you're not allowed to talk about that.
Okay. Now you're just being rude because now we need our Taco Bell. You still have one. That sucks. You suck.
I'm very hungry. Okay. I'm going to eat this now.
And that's all.
Enjoy.
Yeah, that's going to be it.
So that the burgers don't get like crunchy.
She theoretically just poured the water onto the burger. Have you guys heard about meat sweats?
Yo.
Oh, look at that. Look at that water.
Drink the meat water.
Plant? It does taste weird.
Coronavirus.
Cut this one like in.
I don't like that you're cutting with that knife. It's very disturbing. Hey guys, which
so apparently no one doesn't know what the Impossible Whopper is.
I thought it was just a burger.
No, so this is basically Burger King's vegan burger that's meant to taste like real meat.
For all the people in BBC that's vegan.
Yeah, because there's
what? It's been in the microwave for 2 minutes.
It has been in the microwave for 2 minutes with some water.
I'm just gonna go for it because I'm really hungry.
You gotta wait! No!
Ah!
This is why you don't have any friends.
Tastes like a burger.
But that's impossible. First bite, guys.
Two.
Three.
What the heck?
What?
Yum.
What? Sean, what is it?
I don't think Hayden likes it.
I have like this gross like burned taste in my mouth.
Oh, that's the water.
You taste it though?
I don't know what to do.
Make him spit it out. Spit. Oh, no!
What? What's the problem,
oh,
Sean?
What are you saying, Hayden?
You have to leave?
Okay.
Forever? Bye-bye. Of the podcast?
Why would you do that?
Okay.
How much what? Was it? How much was the burger?
$4?
I guess it's all right.
That was with a coupon.
You know not it worth like? It. You know not worth
like?
It then.
You know what it tastes like?
A burger?
It tastes like if someone had a pile of leaves and set them on fire. That's what I'm tasting.
I'm tasting that burntness now.
You need something to wash it down?
I've been saving this.
What is that?
It's my kombucha.
At the beginning of the year, I got a Sonic drink with everything in it. I've been saving it for a special occasion.
And you're opening it in my room. I can already smell that right before you open
that. Oh,
wait.
It smells like a cherry limeade still.
Yeah, it does. It just tastes like...
It tastes like food!
It tastes like burning foliage.
Give me Hayden's half.
That's the sound effect of me eating.
Can you smell it?
That's burning.
Do you guys have a blender in here?
No.
Do we have a blender in here? Yeah, Sean, I just keep a blender in my room.
I don't know, I was just thinking maybe an impossible smoothie has been in an impossible Whopper. Oh, that?
Yeah. You want some?
Drink.
That got on you more than it got on me.
It really did. It got all
what
over
is
my...
this? Whose shirt is
that's
it?
That's my shirt! Don't do it! Wait. Show it to the camera.
Woo! Wow.
Shout out!
Hayden
need
needs some drink.
Please don't.
Hayden need some drinkage?
Oh no. Oh no, my room. Oh no.
Oh my god.
Oh,
if I ever fail.
Hayden Crane!
If I ever fail room Funny. Checks, don't find me, find Dylan. It's his fault.
I don't know, it's your room.
Hayden's.
I have like Dylan's Sonic juice in my nose.
Well! I think, oh wow, I'm really tasting the burn.
Yeah, right?
Maybe it was the burger you got.
Maybe.
Maybe it was the microwave.
Well, what's our final thoughts?
It's not good.
I thought it was great.
There are so many better vegan options.
That's very true.
Like what?
I don't know, but anything's better than that.
I don't know, I'm not vegan.
If you go outside and just start eating the grass, it'll taste fire. Better than that. And it's free.
Hayden liked it.
Also, can we just talk about how Hayden has a beard?
What's that about?
He's been gone for a long time now, I guess.
Okay, final rating out of 10. Go.
I say, burger-wise, 7 out of 20 chimpanzees. Out of price-wise, a 1 out of 10 billion...
carrots.
5.5? I'm gonna go with a solid 2.
My knee's wet. Thank you.